pee. I see a legal car service company.
The podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Partners in Costs podcast. My name is Dominic Woodhouse. I'm an advocate and national training manager at Partners in Costs, and I'm joined by Lee Dixon, raconteur, screenwriter, wit, draftsman, legal cost service manager, and the person who trained me in costs 21 years ago this month.
That's a long time. How long did it take you to write that little intro?
It's been, I suppose, 21 years in the making, really. I've been waiting for this time to acknowledge my indebtedness to you. So thank you for starting me on my journey in costs all that time ago.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Although just to validate this in the context of anybody who might be listening, I think I trained Dom for 3 months. Pretty sure somebody else trained you after that.
It was 3 months. Very, very well spent. Slight departure for us today, not the usual kind of podcast. Today we're talking about one of our services that we provide. It's called Total Timeline Plus. No, that's not a way for all of your contacts on Facebook to see all of your posts all at once, rather than the 25 that Facebook thinks that should have your daily updates inflicted on them. But it is going to give you, it's a service that will give you much greater control and visibility of one thing, and that is your legal costs. So today we've got Lee Dixon to talk to us all about this service. Starting with a few questions. Feel free to go off into the margins and tell us all about this. But first of all, we start off with, what is Total Timeline Plus?
Good question. Firstly, I'd just like to say that I hate social media. Total Timeline Plus. So essentially, it is a fundamental and yet incredibly simple shift away from the way costs have been provided since the dawn of time. So historically and traditionally, costs are dealt with at the end. Certainly when I first fell into costs, as everybody falls into costs, we were told that nobody wants to talk about costs, nobody wants to deal with costs. It's this dirty secret. You leave it at the end, and then everyone kind of reluctantly fights each other over pounds and pence. So as a consequence of that, one of the most prevailing problems is one of delay. It always seems to take forever. It takes a long time to prepare a bill. It takes a long time to negotiate a bill. The CPR itself has time frames that of themselves don't seem too bad. You know, 21 days here, 3 months there, 3 months there. But before you know it, and I imagine any solicitor listening to this will be nodding, thinking, yep, costs can often take months. And it's even longer before you get paid. So the core concept of Total Timeline Plus is to just move costs from the end to the beginning and throughout, and that's it. The idea is, rather than you finish your case, you ping a file or an instruction to a firm of cost draftsmen or cost lawyers, and off they toodle for several months, at certain key points in your case, certain trigger points, using technology, we will access your file and prepare an incremental cost calculation. And that will then be updated periodically through the case, so that at the end, essentially, when you need a bill, it will take days, if not hours, hopefully. I mean, that's the dream, but not months and weeks. And that's it in its very core concept. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here that we can talk about.
I can't help myself but go off on a tangent. You did say it's a change to how costs have been dealt with since the dawn of time. Interesting to think how long cost draftsmen have been around for as a profession. The oldest reference to a cost draftsman that I'm aware of in literature, again, tangent, apologise for the detour, is in James Joyce's Ulysses, where Stephen Dedalus's uncle, it's published in 1922, his uncle is referred to as preparing bills of costs for a firm which is named, I forget the name of, but we've been around a long time. But you did say we're not reinventing the wheel, but it does sound pretty revolutionary to me.
Historically, I mean, Partners in Costs would send drafters in-house pre-COVID. And it's sort of a natural evolution, a jump-off point from that, triggered by lockdowns, which meant a lot of people worked from home, which meant almost industry-wide, everybody went digital. And probably the bar to this process historically was, if you were to go to a solicitor and say, we want to incrementally work on your file so that at the end we save you time and get you paid faster. To do this, you must send us your live file of papers every X months or at key trigger points. Most solicitors would be incredibly wary about sending a live file out, certainly regularly. Post-COVID, we live in a digital world. So using technology, we can access files instantaneously. Perhaps that's a little bit optimistic at the moment, instantaneous, that's the dream. But the idea is there's no longer that risk of losing a file of papers, which means the service can be provided seamlessly. It does not impact on the solicitor's day at all.
So if I'm understanding you correctly then, I'm hearing lots and lots of benefits to solicitors' practices. They're going to be able to have much greater visibility of the cost that they're incurring as they go along. They'll always be in a position where they can give estimates to their clients at any point in the litigation, be conscious and aware, and have visibility of when they're likely to exceed those estimates. Two questions, I suppose. What other benefits are there? And are there any downsides?
The benefits to Total Timeline Plus are, firstly, the principal issue with costs or delay. By incrementally working on a cost claim through the life of a case, it removes that delay. It also improves recoveries. It will improve accuracy, because one of the greatest burdens on your costs provider is always the pressure at the end to turn the file around, to prepare the bill, whether that's a commercial pressure or a legal pressure or a judicial pressure or whatever. That can breed problems. By removing that pressure, we guarantee improved product, we guarantee improved quality, improved outcomes, improved turnaround. So that's the most simple benefit. Turning to other benefits, own client estimates are obviously in the news at the moment. We touched on this very briefly last week. You, as a solicitor, provide your client with an estimate at the outset and then throughout. But you often base that on little more than your own experience. What this process allows you to do is be provided at the outset with your own client spend then, and then as it is updated incrementally, updates in respect of own client spend as well. So you can tell your client, we know you were on the hook for X amount at any particular point. The process also looks at future estimated own client spend, so you can gain some insight into that. It also compares the potential future costs in total. So it's almost an early budgeting exercise, whilst giving you some guidance on what the likely recoveries and outcomes are, so that you can say to your client, right, I do now have an accurate cost estimate to take this all the way to trial. You'll understand the foundation of that, and you will even have insight into how shortfalls may bite, and therefore you can keep your client informed all the way throughout. Should you decide to look at your client for any shortfalls at the end, bearing in mind we live in a world now of impending fixed costs, your client will have been informed throughout accurately. Those are the two primary benefits. There are many more, for example, reviewing of disbursements, general cash flow benefits, payments on account benefits. If your case is budgeted, you will have much more accurate and up-to-date budget management spend analysis, which will be far more effective and efficient than it is now. It helps you minimise write-off, helps you offset any external pressures like fixed costs. Constant monitoring of approved budget and spend, and a proactive significant development evaluation, so you're not caught on the hop at the last second. We can review and assess contemporaneous time recording to ensure this reflects the work actually undertaken. And by that, if you remember our last podcast, or if you didn't listen to it, please do. The propensity of junior fee earners especially to self-assess their time. It gives us an ability to report back to you where perhaps the time that we're seeing on the file is not necessarily representative of the work done. Budgets are often last second instructions through no fault of your own. They are often prepared at very short notice, which invariably puts in jeopardy the accuracy. Incremental costing removes that risk almost entirely. Even an instruction that same day will take a fraction of the time whilst maintaining the integrity of the underlying document. Ongoing and accurate cost figures and estimates give you the power at any point to seek a payment on account, or explore a global outcome maybe, or to just keep your opponent in the loop in respect of your legal spend regularly, accurately. I imagine that could potentially be a little leverage. The defendant, I'm assuming there, but the assumption will be that your opponent cannot claim ignorance because you've given accurate updates throughout.
Yeah. I'm hearing there are a lot of references to throughout. So basically, I'm hearing that there are benefits at all stages of this process. I don't think what you touched on, or you didn't touch on then, were potential downsides to this, and I have thought of two. First downside is that the solicitor's client might be so happy with the client care and the service that they're being provided with that they tell all of their friends how amazing that firm's client care is. They've all recommended, they all come to you, you're inundated with work, and you've got more work than you can handle. The other downside I thought as well is that potentially this is going to enable people to stick to their budgets, so they never breach their budgets, and you're getting such an amazing inter-parties recovery that no one will buy you a pint in the pub anymore because they think you're just doing far too well for yourself. So two downsides there, but those aside, this just sounds like constant upside throughout the life of a case.
Well, yes. We did stress test it for flaws because the few solicitors we've spoke to about this so far, their reaction is very much, it's too good to be true. There must be a catch. There must be a problem. And we can't find one. As I said at the beginning, it's really quite simple. We're just moving costs from the end to the beginning. The actual process itself is the same. It's just being used more efficiently, digitally, to give more useful information. I mean, yes, a late client will probably love greater clarity. I imagine some solicitors may be thinking, I'm not telling my client they're in for £500,000 a trial. But that's entirely up to you. We give you the data. How you choose to use that is up to you. In respect of budgeting, it's an early warning system. By incrementally having your costs provider involved, they can tell you early doors, you need to look at this phase. There's a fundamental change coming. We can address that in pounds and pence, and we can be proactive about it instead of coming in after the event and thinking you're too late now. Oh, well, that's a whole different discussion. Probably the only downside is the one that most solicitors are mulling over, which is cost. And even that is not a downside because it will cost nothing different. It's exactly the same as it always was. There is no front loading of cost. There's nothing different. It's exactly the same terms as you have now. The only difference is your cost harassment is moved from the end to the beginning.
And throughout.
And throughout. That's it.
It seems to me other people could do this. Other cost drafting firms could provide a similar service. Is there anything that sets Partners in Costs apart from those other potential providers in terms of this service?
I imagine, if I was being overly optimistic, that this is going to be how cost is provided in the future. Leaving costs till the end in a digital world is counterproductive and strikes me personally as almost borderline insane. And it's just the way it was always done. In the same way, people had this incredible reluctance to move away from paper files. And now, a lot of older solicitors who maybe, well, oh, I've got my paper file, I don't like digital. Everyone works digitally now. It's much more efficient. So I imagine most costs nationwide will end up implementing something like this. So what sets us apart is we are part of the Fringeltoppen group. And as a consequence of that, this is not just about costs in the traditional sense. We have other things we can offer. Now, I have to tread a little bit carefully for the purposes of this podcast. But for example, risk management. And one of the many things we can offer as part of this is a triage risk management assessment. So I have to tread again quite carefully about what I say in this podcast. But if you are interested in risk management and how this process can be used to make sure you're not going to your indemnity insurers with a mistake, then get in touch because the Fringeltoppen group and all the companies in that group can all be part of this, and no other cost provider can offer that. But in respect of how this process can be used to benefit a solicitor, it goes a little bit beyond costs, and we are well placed as part of the Fringeltoppen group to provide services over and above our traditional role.
And finally, why are we doing this now?
Lockdowns. They change the way we work, and costs, law has, and I know I use this word quite a bit, has been analog for so long. And for one reason or another, nobody embraced digital work. And this is just a natural evolution to the way people in every industry, but in law in particular, work. It is digital. Costs needs to get digital. And yes, we can use software to make it a little bit more efficient. PIC don't think that goes far enough. And in the wider context of fixed costs and narrowing margins and the greater need to generate cash flow, earlier payments on account, manage those budgets more efficiently, you can't leave costs to the end. You just can't. It needs to change. And this is an incredibly simple and elegant change that will reverberate through any firm that adopts it. And now is the perfect time. Fixed costs on the horizon, everyone working digitally. PIC have invested heavily in new IT infrastructure. We have a dedicated Frengletop and IT department. We have expanded and are expanding all of our IT to be able to provide this service to the best of our ability. It is evolving because the service as it is now will change. What we really want are partners to join us in this, to become part of it and to help us develop it, because we know what we think a solicitor needs from this. But solicitors may tell us that they want more, they want less, they need more. We want you to join us to drive this forward, to evolve it into the only way in which costs are provided in this country. And we think it will work. We genuinely think that this is the future. And we want to be right front and center providing this service to the best of our ability and for everyone's benefit.
It could be COVID, but I think your excitement about this just might be infectious. It does sound like the future. The future is bright. The future is that particular kind of purpley colour we have in our logo, I think.
I think these are really exciting times. I think we are shaking the cost tree a little here. Whilst the idea itself is simple, it is fresh, it's new, it's different, it's digital, it's moving things forward, it's progressive. It's taken the industry as we've known it for decades and shaken that tree. And we want people to be a part of it. We want firms of solicitors to join us. We want you to benefit. There's no harm in anybody giving us a ring and trialing it. See how you find it. We are really excited to share this with everybody. There is a lot we could really talk about, but not today. This is merely a peek behind the curtain of Total Timeline Plus. And we hope something here piqued your interest.
That is excellent, though. Thank you for informing us all about Total Timeline Plus. That's all we've got time for today, so it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And from everyone at Partners in Costs, take care of yourself and each other. Stay safe, live life, do it your way, and all of those things.
If you want to know more about Total Timeline Plus, please contact Partners in Costs. Check us out on social media. We are on X, Twitter, X. I imagine we're on all the socials. Is that what the kids call them, the socials? Get in touch. There is a lot more to this. We can't touch on everything in this podcast. Get in touch. We can give you all the information. We are really excited about this. Even though it doesn't reinvent the wheel, it reinvents the wheel. So let us know.
I've got to turn your microphone off at this point.
Why? If you want any further information on Total Timeline Plus, please do contact Partners in Costs. Drop an email to either myself or Dominic, or contact Faye Moran at faye.moran@pic.legal, and we'd be happy to help.